The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to this Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. Today I want just to share with you some thoughts from James 2 concerning favoritism. You know, as a pastor, sometimes we see people who have gifts. Sometimes we see people who are very generous, and it's very easy to be drawn towards pleasing these people and giving them opportunity because you don't want to lose their gifting, and in some cases you don't want to lose their money. And this is not always easy. It sounds straightforward. There doesn't seem to be an issue about what you should do, how you should behave. But what even the two examples I've given there, what we need to trust is that the Lord will provide for his people. If there is an area of gifting that you lack, you can ask the Lord to provide. If there are genuine material needs that you lack, you can ask the Lord to provide. What you must not do is in any way interfere with the process by putting your mark upon it and subsequently actually creating a situation where you are manipulating and where, in fact, you're overlooking others who are called by God, even if they don't have the same natural gifting as others you observe. And those who give faithfully a little are much more encouraging in the body of Christ than those who may give generously, but in fact have alternative motives. It's very easy for people to say, because I've done this, I expect to be listened to in any discussion about church finances. After all, I've been so generous, you can't ignore me. But again, we need to discern the motives of people's hearts. Some people are really just wanting to be raised up so that people can look at them and praise them and give them great recognition. But this is not the way for Christians to behave. And this is not the way for Christian leaders to respond in this world in which we live. We must not have favorites. We must not prefer one over another, especially when we are aware of certain advantages of having these people on our side. If that is the reason why you give them prominence, why you give them opportunity, God will never bless that. And it will eventually come to light. I believe sometimes divisions in churches have happened because people were given a certain amount of responsibility, but it was never enough, and they still were causing problems. And in the end, they take people from the fellowship and they start other fellowships. And essentially, they have not submitted to the leadership of the local church. It's important that we do not favour people by their income or their dress. It's important, that's the main thing that James is wanting to say, that if someone comes in very, very poor, you are to welcome them with the same joy that you might welcome someone who is very rich. If you have someone who you know is going to need support and encouragement, don't ignore them because you want to spend your time with people who don't seem to need that support and encouragement. When we look at the body of Christ, of course, we have to be wise. We must give our attention to all people. And we know that sometimes there can be people in the church who can be very demanding and make life very difficult, and that the result is that we are distracted from caring for the whole body. But we must observe the flock. We must see what the needs of people are, and we must respond, not to be proclaimed and acclaimed, not to avoid controversy and difficulty. We need to respond in terms of what is best for this brother, this sister in the body of Christ. How can I most effectively serve them? And sometimes that may mean setting boundaries. Sometimes that may mean that you don't answer every phone call. Sometimes it may mean that you want to think about your time in your with your family, your time in the Word of God, and issues like that. Well, may God bless you and help you. No favorites. Jesus doesn't have favorites. Let us love all of the body of Christ, young and old, whoever they are. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.uk. Join us again next time for the Living Hope Pastors Podcast.